This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, it's true, folks. It's another great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. You don't believe it, try missing one. And every day you wake up above ground is a good day. You stay above ground is a good day. And I know that the best truly is still yet to come. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute. But our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with each and every one of you. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful that you took time out of your schedule to listen, whether it's or watch. For those who don't know, we're now recording them not only in audio, but also in video. But to take time out to spend time with me and my friends and my connection, my contacts, my network, my familia, as I might say it in a certain language. And I'm grateful for you taking time out to be with us today so that you can be a part of this community. And grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm also grateful for the fact that I start with that minute, and that there's a minute from Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was Martin Luther King Jr.'s mentor, who told him about the power of making the most of each and every moment and every minute. And so that minute, God's minute, I start every show, every program, every speech, every interview I do with that minute, because I want to make the most of the minute and the time that I have to do what I do and try and impact people and inspire and encourage and uplift and empower them to make the most of their minutes and make the most of all God has given. Remember, God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives. So I am encouraging people to do all they can while they can with what they have to do with. And then I take a moment to thank God, to give God glory, to give God praise, to thank him for life and strength and health. I know everybody doesn't believe like I believe, but I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. And I know that it is part of my gratitude that I just got to take a moment every show to give God some glory. And I know everybody doesn't believe like I do. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm just trying to connect with you and let you know that I am grateful that God has given me life and strength and health, given me family and friends. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Not just the fact that this show now is the number one self-help show in the country. No, that's great. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the speaking opportunities and possibilities. Every time somebody calls and said, we want you to speak, I did a group this week in Dubai. And I did it home. I didn't go on no plane. I used to go on a plane, but now I can do it from home. And I love it. But Dubai, and I did one for a group in California, another group in Florida, another group in Maryland. And I'm having just a ball being able to try and pour into people what to do to be more, achieve more, and make the most of every minute. So I'm grateful. And then I am grateful for all God continues to do, whether it's the speaking, the books, the television, the radio, this opportunity to reach you. But most important, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for life. And every day you wake up, I think you ought to be grateful for life. All right. Now, I've done all that. And then I got to thank my sponsor. I'm so grateful, thankful for my sponsor. They came to the table and have continued to be a blessing to me and to so many people. Our sponsor is Truist Financial. Two great banks came together to create an even greater bank, Truist. They have a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. They're committed to that. You know, we had Truist CEO on not long ago. He talked about how he just wanted to serve people. I mean, I love that. With combined resources, collective passion, continuous pursuit of innovation, Truist is aspiring to open the door to a better financial experience to help people across this country and help businesses to do more, be more, and achieve more. They're my kind of people. So see what the future of finance is shaping up to be at Truist.com. That's Truist.com. Truist Bank, member FDIC. Well, I am so grateful that I have been blessed. God has blessed me so much with people who have come into my life at different places, states, and times who have just blessed me immeasurably. And one of those people is my guest today. We met on the Get Motivated Tour. Y'all know, many of you know, I was on the Get Motivated Tour. I was honored to replace a guy named Zig Ziglar, who was my mentor. Zig would open the show for the Get Motivated Tour for maybe about 20 years. I used to go to the different arenas when he would come to the Washington, D.C. area, and I'd sit up in the front row. It was Zig Ziglar and General Colin Powell and Les Brown and U.S. presidents, and I'd sit in the front row and take notes and try and get better and learn from them. And when Zig went to be with the Lord, I was honored that I got the call to replace him. And so that was such a joy and honor. And it was such a fantastic time. But during that time, I met some other folks. Now, it was Les Brown was on the tour, and Damon John was on the tour, and Tom Hopkins did some cities, and we had some great speakers. But one of those people I met was a lady who was just fantastic on stage. She's just incredible. She has such a great personality. She's funny. Oh my goodness, she's funny. And she comes from a family of great encouragers. She comes from a family of great encouragers. Her father's name was John Osteen. And he built a church called Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. And when he went to be with the Lord, her older brother took over the pastorship. His name is Joel Osteen, and he has built the largest church in America by encouraging people. Her mama is an encourager. Her family is built on encouragement. And now she is encouraging people all over. She did it with the Get Motivated Tour, and she did it all over the country with us and the tour. And now she has a podcast and a blog and a book that is awesome. The book is called Better Than Ever, my friend, April Osteen Simons. April, how are you?
Oh my goodness, Dr. Willie, it's so good to be with you. It's an honor to be with you. And I had the honor to sit under you and Get Motivated. And boy, I was the one taking notes. I was learning how to do it. So thank you for all you put in my life.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, I gave them the thumbnail sketch of who you are and where you're from. Counselor, fill in some of the blanks. Where you from? How did you come to be the great speaker and author and and person that you're doing on? Where'd you come from? I think y'all grew up in Texas, but where? Tell us the story.
I grew up in Houston. I'm the youngest of five. I like to say I'm the favorite of the Osteens. Just to make it clear. I grew up as a pastor's kid, loved every minute of it. We were in church. We were one of those people in church all the time. And it's all we knew. I loved it. My mom and dad were my heroes. My mom is still alive, almost 88 years old. And
what's her, how do you say her first name? Is it Dodie or Dottie?
Dodie Osteen. Yeah.
Dodie. Okay.
And, you know, just grew up doing that. And then we moved to Dallas about, oh my goodness, 20 years ago, started a church after my dad went to heaven, had that church for 14 years. Loved doing that. Have five kids, two grandbabies. Life couldn't be better with that. Now I travel and speak for a living, and I'm excited to have my new book out. So,
oh, this is fantastic. Synopsis. Well, I'm telling you, it's just a joy to be able to have you on and to have this in energy, because you've got such an energy and you're funny. You're as funny as funny can be. And it comes through, you know, it's hard to be funny in print. Okay, because I've written, you know, a number of books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Setbacks, set up for comeback, turn setbacks into greenbacks. Attitude of excellence. Chicken involved with chicken soup for the soul, for the faith community, and our marriage book. And you want to have the funny, but it's hard to be funny in print for people to get it. But I'm telling you, as I was reading this book, I was starting to laugh out loud. And my wife said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "This is really funny," and yet. It is so profound, the thinking, the thoughts. Tell us about this book, Better Than Ever.
I'm so glad you laughed at it. I just wrote like I speak. So I am, you know, Dr. Willie, I wrote it because I realized that in the midst of all the mess of life, because we all face situations that we're not ready for or, you know, circumstances of life, last year, this year, whatever. And I realized in the midst of it all, we really can thrive. And, you know, Jesus promised us that we'd have an abundant life. In John 10:10, thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to have an abundant life. Right, and like you say, people may not agree the same way. You're not trying to convert. You're trying to connect. I love that. The deal is this. We're here to thrive in life, not just survive. And although that is promised us to us from God, it doesn't just fall into our lap. We have to put feet to our faith. We have to take on a different mindset. A mindset means it's mind to set. And we have to choose to rise above. So in the book, I give, you know, just a lot of personal stories, real life stories, and how I as a mom or just whatever in life that I just stepped back and learned I don't have to react. I can respond. I don't have to fall apart. I can, you know, I can just stand up and say, I'm going to make it through this. I was built for pressure. I got this. I got God on my side and I can make it through. So it's really just encouragement, hope, and inspiration for people that no matter what you're going through, it's not denying that we're going through something bad. It's just saying, hey, in the midst of it all, you know what? I'm made for this. I can make it through.
I love that. Put feet to my faith. And that's one of the things I talk about in my books. And I got a new book coming up that will talk more about that. And the fact that we must act on our faith. I love the fact that grandma used to say to me, when you pray on your knees, after you finish, get up and move your feet. Mm-hmm. Pray and then move your feet. So you're right on about that. And the fact that we can do this, and I love one more thing. You just said it. You said, I'm built for this. Yeah. And you know what? Most people don't realize they are built for it. That's one of the things that I think is so profound is that we've got to be mindful or under the realization we can handle this. It's tough. Yeah, it's been tough. It's been a tough time for everybody, but you were built for this. You were prepared. You were designed. You, as Zig Ziglar used to say, you were engineered for achievement. You were designed for success. You were you were created and prepared and positioned and put together for pressure to make you into a diamond. Am I right about it?
Exactly. You know, we're not designed to fail. We're destined to win. And we have to take on that mindset. You know, if you're a woman and you're listening or watching and you've had a baby, guess what? You're built for pressure. You really are. And I've learned, Dr. Willie, that it's all about what we say out of our mouth, too, because the words we speak become the house that we live in. If we were constantly saying, I can't, I'll never make it through this, this pressure is going to get the best of me, then that's probably what will happen. But if we change what we're saying, we'll change what we're seeing. I'm made for this pressure. I can handle this situation. You know, it's changing the verbiage in your life.
Wow. Wow. I love that. Changing the verbiage, because your words have power. What you speak and what you let come out of your mouth is what you will become, good or bad. So you might as well speak good into your life. Speak good into your children. Speak good into your finances. Speak good into your future, because it does have power. It really does. So what we're going to do is we're going to dig into the book. We're going to dig into some of the life lessons that April has had. And I want to talk about her mama a little bit in the next segment, because her mama beat cancer when she was just given weeks to live. And that was probably 40 years ago or more. And so we want to talk about lessons she learned from her mama on how to overcome the challenges of life and not let the diagnosis work. You let God create the prognosis that makes the difference. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly.
A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's all about your attitude.
And we're back. You're listening to Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to encourage you to do what you've been doing, sharing it with your friends and family and coworkers and your peers, saying, hey, you should be listening. You should be listening to the show or to the podcast. Podcast is available on, C-Suite Radio. I'm encouraging all my friends to go to C-Suite, because that's where our friend Jeffrey Hazlett is. And he is a Hall of Fame speaker, and he created this great platform for podcast. Go to C-Suite and then sign up for my podcast and align with that, so you'll get a notice when that happens. But it's also on iHeart, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and on Apple Podcasts, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Podcast. And then make sure you listen, if you can, on this network every week. We're putting out the best and the brightest of thought leaders, the things that will help empower, inspire, uplift, and encourage you. And that's what we focus on. That's all we focus on. You don't hear me talking politics. You don't hear me talking about people. You don't hear me calling nobody no names. You want some of that? This is not the place to do it. You want to get something that will help you grow your future, your finance, your family, your faith, and all the family possibilities that you can leave a legacy. This is the place to be, because we're going to create wealthy people. I want to thank all of those who've been sending me notes too, who say, I listen and I've doubled my income, or I started a business, or I wrote a book. Thank you. Keep sending those notes to me. Go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com. All my websites are there. Send me some notes. Let me know how you're doing. And then, you know, just stay connected to me. Now, let's talk about my friend April Osteen Simons. April is called the Hope Coach. I love that. And that was how you describe. She's an encourager. She's a possibility thinker. She's a person who knows in this world filled with negativity and hopelessness, she has the potential and ability to bring inspiring message of hope wrapped up in God's amazing love and grace. She's the author of many powerful blogs and other written material. She has a new book. She is a television co-host and the host of the weekly podcast, Better. And she tries to help people boost their life to go to the next level. And she was my cohort, my stage stealer. She was a stage stealer on the Get Motivated tour. She'd come out to the tour and I'd open up the tour and I was the opening speaker. She'd come out and she would just take those people and take them to another level. Oh. And so I'm just so grateful to have her. Thank you, April, for being on my show.
Thank you for having me. And you know what I appreciate about you is you always encourage. And I know you encourage your audience every week. That means the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, you've written this book, Better. Now, let me tell you the first story that made me crack up laughing. She tells a story of having a time with her children in the car. They were going to get some takeout. They were going to get some takeout. And when she rolls down the window, everybody's supposed to be quiet while she's talking to the person in the booth. And so she rolls down the window. This is a new place. She's not been there before. And she just starts to talking and the kids are giggling. And she's saying, quiet, quiet. And she's just giving, I want this, that, but there's no answer on the other end. And she's talking. And then she finally realizes, I don't know, I can't remember whether the kids brought it to her attention or what, but she had not talking to the person in the booth. She's talking to a newfangled garbage can.
True story.
And that is hilarious. Well, you tell one story after. What was the point, though? The point, though, was that there were points in it. And each story she tells this point. Let's talk about that one. Let's talk about some of the points you share in that story and how it can bless people.
Well, it's a true story. I pulled up to that garbage can, which I had no idea. And how I knew, Dr. Willie, I was talking to it. I didn't even realize it. My son, they started laughing, leaned up in my ear and said, Mom, you are talking to a garbage can. And my whole point of that story is this. Sometimes we get so busy in life doing the good stuff, working towards our goals. I mean, I was feeding my kid. I was trying to be a good mom. We get so busy being a human doing that we lose sight of being a human being. We lose sight. You know, I was sitting there talking to a garbage can and I didn't even recognize it. And you know, part of my book, the tagline, enjoy every day. And you mentioned this. It's God wants us to enjoy our lives, but he is in the details. He wants us to enjoy every day of our lives. One of the scriptures says, this is the day the Lord has made. And you, we could stop right there. Today's the day that God wants to do great things in our lives. Today's the day that God wants us to enjoy those around us and not just let life pass us by or run us over. You know, life is like a roller coaster. There's up and downs and we scream a lot along the way. It's not just meant to just go day to day work and not enjoy the things around you, but it's the day to stop and say, where have I parked my life? I'm rolling down the window of my life. Am I parked in front of negativity? All I have to do, this is an easy key. All I have to do is pull up a few feet ahead to where there's life. If I'm parked in front of chaos, pull up to peace. If I'm parked in front of discouragement, pull up to hope. You know, again, putting feet to our faith, putting it in drive and getting out of where we parked ourselves. We have the ability to change our story. We have the ability right now to say, this is not how my story is going to end. you know, I'm going to pull up and I'm going to pull up into the thing that's going to cause me to thrive and not just barely get by in life.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that analogy. It makes me think about Chris Gardner, who, you know, you might have seen the movie The Pursuit of Happiness, where Will Smith played him. And he was homeless, but he became a Wall Street broker and became multimillionaire, wealthy person and hedge fund owner. He was here on the show. We're good friends. And he says something I really like. He said, wherever you are in life, you drove there. Okay. Wherever you are, you drove there. And if you drove there, you can drive out. You can drive away. Yeah. You can drive up. And that's what I love about this. And I love the humor in this book with that kind of thinking. And I love this piece on page 39. It says, dear Lord, dear Lord. So for today, I'm doing all right. I've not gossiped. I have not lost my temper. I have not been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, self-indulgent. I have not whined, cursed, or eaten any chocolate. I have not done any things like that. However, I'm going to be getting out of bed in a few minutes. I need your help today. I need you today. I love that. I love that. I love that. And you are, you make it so funny and so humorous, yet you're giving a lesson in each story. Each story is giving a lesson of how you can better your life, how you can be a better you, better than ever. I like that. Better than ever. And what made you focus on the whole concept of better than ever?
Well, you know, last year, 2020, I took February off to write a book. And I just started putting pen to paper or to the computer. And I just started, I go better by stories. And I'm kind of a storyteller. And so the whole thread that was woven throughout the book was, you know what, we can do better. Every day can be better if we take on that better mindset, that better thinking, that better talking. And so it just kind of came to me, better than ever. Life really can be better than ever. And it's not, Dr. Willie, it's not something that I just say. I truly believe it. I believe with the right attitude, the right perception, and the right mindset, we really can make every day better than ever.
Well, let's, you know, let me push what people are saying. Well, yeah, that's easy for you to say, April. You've always had the easy road. You got this. Right. Family that was just fantastic. Great dad, great mom, brother's got the biggest church in the country, or television. Yeah, you've had no challenges. It is, and that's not true. I know that. But I want them to know some of the challenges you had to overcome. Share some of the things that have been challenges, just challenges. Well, that,
you know, life happens. We moved here, started a church, great church. I mean, I love that church. I've had it for 14 years. And Dr. Willie, on the 14th year, the bank came back and took our note, lost everything.
Wow. So you lost everything.
We lost everything. But you know what I had? I had my family. Mm. So in the midst of all the bad, you can always search for that one good thing.
Yes.
And, you know, it's true. You know, I did come from a great family that is far from perfect. Many mistakes, but I like to say it like this. I come from a long line of hope dealers. Mm. And it started with my dad, and he was able to find the good in the midst of the bad. So I'm grateful that he taught me that. And this is where he learned it from, Willie. He was born in 1921. He was much older than my mom. He grew up in the Depression. He had, they had no money, never knew anything about God, never were taken to church. Had to stand in long lines for food. And as he grew older, met my mom and they started having kids. He realized
that. And that's after he had a divorce.
Yes. Right? After he went through a divorce, he realized, you know what? I'm not going to put my parents through the same thing I went through. My parents did the best they could with what they knew, but I know more. I know that God wants us to succeed in life. I know that if we're faithful to his word, that he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a so great blessing on us. So this is what he did. He made the decision. You know what? This poverty, it ran in the family until it ran into me.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
It ran in the family until it ran into me. Chili Willie's right.
It ran in the family. Everybody, poverty, one generation after generation after generation after generation until it ran into me.
And he made the decision, no more poverty. Now, did it happen overnight? No, but it was in his mind. It was in his spirit. my kids are not going to experience this poverty. So, and you know what, because of that, I grew up in a very blessed home. I'm grateful because daddy knew that decision began with him. He had to do a shift. And a lot of people say, well, I didn't come from a healthy family. I didn't come from a family of preachers or spiritual or businessmen or billionaires. You know what? Just because you didn't come from a healthy family doesn't mean a healthy family can't come from you.
Come on. So come on, April.
So right there, it's saying, you know what? You may be saying, I didn't come from people who say, I love you. Well, start saying, I love you. Change the course of your family. Create a different legacy. You know, inheritance is what you leave to someone. Legacy is what you leave in someone. Ooh. What are you leaving in your kids? Are you leaving that fighter mentality? And I'll talk about that with my mom. Are you leaving that, you know, I'm going to go after all that God has for me mentality? What are you leaving? It's perception that's flipping the script on how it came. Don't repeat the past if the past isn't worth repeating.
Woo, come on now. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, that's a way to stop one segment as we get ready. See what I told y'all? Y'all want to stay tuned because she's on a roll now. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. We're going to stop for station identification on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show from coast to coast, border to border, and now borders, other borders. We are in Canada and other countries and want to thank you all of y'all who have reached out. Send me a note. Let me know where you're listening from. Info@WillieJolly.com. Info@WillieJolly.com. Just say, hey, I listened to you today and I'm calling in from or I'm listening in from, and just send me a note. Let me know where you're listening from. Okay. And then I want to take another moment to thank our sponsor. We are sponsored today by Truist Financial, the bank that's here for better. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. Let me give you an example of what that means. Truist has come up with something called the Truist Community Benefits Plan. They've earmarked $60 billion, that's billion with a B, to invest in affordable housing, nonprofit support, and small business growth over the next 3 years. So you can see that while Truist is committed to a better banking experience for you, they're just as committed to giving back to the community and creating meaningful change for all folks who are striving to achieve more. I hope you'll check them out at Truist.com. Let me spell it for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Financial, member FDIC. My special guest is my sister from another mister. She was on the Get Motivated tour with me, and she was always fantastic. And we went around the country inspiring, encouraging, uplifting, empowering people. And she now has a book that is blowing up. It is fantastic. It's called Better Than Ever, Get Your Happy Back, Stress Less, and Enjoy Every Day. The foreword was written by her brother. Her big brother, Joel Osteen. I think y'all maybe heard of that guy, Joel Osteen. And he has the biggest church in America. He has one of the most popular television programs in America, as well as radio programming in America, podcasts and all other things. Joel Osteen is her brother. And April Osteen Simons is my guest. April, before we go any further, where can people purchase the book? Where can they learn more about your podcast and your blog and all the things you're doing? Where can people go to reach out and connect with April Osteen Simons?
Great. They can go to aprilsimons.com. That's Simons with one M. They can buy the book anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, anywhere books are sold. Instagram, April O. Simons, Twitter, April O. Simons. So it's all right there on my website.
Excellent. aprilsimons.com. And again, the book is called Better Than Ever. Looking so great on the cover. And she's just fantastic. And her spirit is so buoyant. It comes off the page. It jumps out at you. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about your mama. You know, I use your mama as a reference point when people I talk to who have been diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I say, you ever heard of Joel Osteen's mom and her story and how she beat cancer? Yeah, I want you to tell the story. No one can tell it like y'all, though. Go ahead and tell the story.
Well, in 1981, my mom was 48 years old. I'd never seen her sick. She was always just very healthy. She had a pain in her side. She had always been healthy. I'd never seen her sick. She went to get it checked out. And much to our surprise, they immediately admitted her into the hospital, did extensive tests. And the result was metastatic cancer of the liver. The doctor looked at my dad and said, Pastor Osteen, your wife has metastatic cancer of the liver. The cancer is too far spread. Chemo and radiation won't help her. She has a few weeks to live.
Wow.
My dad looked back at the doctor and said, Doctor, we believe in miracles. The doctor looked back at Daddy and said, you're going to need a miracle. And my dad and his little 5'7" self looked right in the doctor's eyes and he said, we're going to get our miracle. When he brought mama home from the hospital, I was the only kid at home during the time. All my brothers and sisters were at college or married. And when she walked through the door, Willie, I didn't even hardly recognize her. She's normally 5'2", 100 pounds. She weighed 88 pounds. Her body was yellow with jaundice. She looked like death. Mm. That's the only way I know how to describe it. And I watched as mama and daddy went back to their room. And they literally laid on their faces before God. And I watched my dad start praying. He said, God, I need my wife. Kids need their mom. And he started praying the word of God over her, that cancer would be cursed at the root and wither and die, that she would live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. He went over scriptures and they declared December 11th, 1981, that she was healed. And then, Willie, I saw my little frail mom that looks so bad physically get up and put her Bible on the ground. And she put her two little feet on the word, mm-hmm. on the Bible. And her voice got strong and she raised her arm up in the air. And she said, Father, the only thing between me and death is your word. And I'm choosing to stand on your word.
Wow.
And you know, they had no idea I was standing in the doorway watching them. I was taking in everything. See, they were pastors. I knew what they preached on the platform. I was getting in real time. Do they believe it when the rubber meets the road, when bad things happen to good people? And I saw my mom just get into fight mode. I wrote a chapter in the book. I think it's called Get Your Fight On or Fight For It.
Yes.
And it's all about her. I saw her every day get up and declare, you know, she'd say simple things like this, like you started the show. Father, I thank you for the chance to be alive today.
Yes.
I thank you for another chance to see another day. She was still sick. She still looked like death. She still felt bad, but she was putting feet to her faith, acting it out. And through the course of about a year, much fighting, much battling, you know what? My little mama, she's now almost 88 years old next week, totally cancer free. It took about a year battle, and the doctor even documented it as a miracle. She went from cancer to no cancer. And I tell you what, she got her fight on. She taught me. That's the power of legacy.
Yes.
I was watching it. It wasn't scripted. I watched somebody go from death to life. You can't talk me out of a miracle. I saw it with my own eyes. So that's what she's doing. She's still praying for people. She knows she was given her miracle so she could show other people that God still heals today. She prays for people all the time. She's amazing. So she's
there's a story in your book about when you had sciatica.
Yes.
And you were in talking to a doctor.
Yes.
And the doctor, you just commented to the doctor how beautiful her skin looked. And she said something to the effect of, well, thank you. I really appreciate that, particularly since I'm still in chemo. And that's when the conversation opened up. I'll let you finish that conversation because it's just one of those wow moments.
I was laying on the hospital bed and she was doing poking needles in me, testing for nerve damage. And I was trying to get my mind off of the pain. And that's when I looked at her. I thought, I gotta start a conversation. It's hurting me so bad. So I said to her, your skin's beautiful. She said, thank you. It must be the chemotherapy. She was in her eighth round, her second or fourth battle with cancer. I can't remember right now, but when she said that, I realized that she had her head covered because not for surgery, but because she had no hair. Mm. And as I was laying there, I was shocked. And she looked at me and I said to her, you look beautiful. And she said, it must be from the prayers and the faith. You know, in other words, I've been believing, people have been praying for me. And I looked at her, you know, I don't always really say to people about my mom being healed. Now, if I'm up preaching or somewhere else, I might. But because she said, because of a lot of prayers and faith, I said to her, you know, my mom was once given a few weeks to live, totally filled with cancer. But I said, it's been 30 something years and she's totally cancer free from prayer and faith. And I mean, a big old tear got in her eye, came down, and she said, you know what? You are only one of two people who have ever given me hope. She said, most people come in here with good intentions, but saying how their relative died of the same disease. Mm. And she said, and the other lady who came gave me a book about a lady who was healed of cancer. And she said, that lady's name was Dodie Osteen.
Wow.
And I'm laying on that table. And suddenly I didn't feel the needles being poked into me any longer. I didn't notice the excruciating pain of the sciatica. I realized, Willie, in the midst of the worst of our pain, that God collided us among billions of people in this world to give hope to one another. It's a story I'll never forget.
And then when you told her you were Dodie Osteen's daughter, I bet that was one of those moments.
Tears. Can you believe it? I mean, you know, only God can work out something like that.
Only God could do that. And so take a moment, would you, and tell people the name of your mother's book? Because I don't know the name. I've just told them, find her book. I've told them to find her book because she talks about her fight and her refusal to accept the diagnosis, because God gives the prognosis. Tell us the name of the book, please.
It's called Healed of Cancer. It's a little bitty book. It's got 100+ scriptures in it that she still reads to this day, every single day. It's about $3. She will never raise the price. She said, no, people need this book. It's millions everywhere have gotten it. And it's just a great book. I mean, it will encourage your heart. It will encourage your faith.
Wow. Wow. Folks, name that book one more time. Name the book.
Healed of Cancer by Dodie Osteen.
I want y'all, if you're struggling with cancer, somebody in your family struggling with cancer, when people call me and say that one of their family members is struggling with cancer or they're struggling with cancer, I immediately send them an email. And the email gives them a scripture a lady gave me when I spoke at the Crystal Cathedral. She had stage 4 liver cancer, I believe it was. She had stage 4 cancer. And she read this scripture every day. And it changed her life. Also, for those who are struggling with cancer, I have a website. If you'll go to jollygoodnews.org, that's my faith-based website, jollygoodnews.org, jollygoodnews, J-O-L-L-E-Y, goodnews.org. Go to that website. It has an interview I did years ago. This is years ago here on this show where I interviewed two people, and it was when I was live. I was live then, and I was doing afternoons. And the first hour was 2 hours. It was a 2-hour program. First hour, I had a gentleman on who told me how he had beat stage 4 throat cancer. The night before this interview was going to be happening, I had been at a restaurant and I saw a classmate from college who, she said, when I saw her, it looked like I'd seen a ghost. She said, I see you. You look like you've seen a ghost. I know you heard I had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I said, yes, I'd heard. And she said, well, I'm here. I'm still here and I'm doing great. And I said, can you be on my show tomorrow? She said, I got something to do, but I'll call in for a short while. He had done his segment, told how he had beat it through, not just by the medicine, but more importantly, by mindset, by languaging, about faith. And then she calls in and says, almost identical, never met, never heard each other. It was one of those moments. That interview is on my website at jollygoodnews.org. Listen to it. Share it with your family because it's not just the person who is beating the cancer or the illness. It's also the family. And just like April said, people would come in and say, oh, I heard that my cousin died from that. Yeah. That's not the kind of conversation you need right. to, you want around people. You want to hear, oh, so-and-so beat it and you can beat it. They need to hear. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We got more with my special guest, April Osteen, as she talks about how you can make sure you're better than ever with her new book. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me.
You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding 5 speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it. Because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you grow you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back with my special guest, April Osteen Simons, author of the outstanding new book, Better Than Ever. Get your happy back, stress less, and enjoy each and every day. It's so good. April, you go around the world now speaking to people, telling them how to get their happy back, how to live their best lives, how to get over the challenges, how to go through the difficult times and come back on the other side with a smile on your face. Tell them some of the things you tell people as you go to these programs and some of the things that have impacted people globally.
Well, you know, one thing that I think is so important is this. It's a simple question. What do you see? What do you see in your future? What do you see for your life? Are you believing for a miracle? Are you believing for life to be better? What do you see? The scripture says in Habakkuk to write the vision down, make it plain, make it clear, so those that run by it can see it. You have to have a vision to look at. You know, Willie, I can think of every year my mom sends my brothers and sisters and I a text, and she's telling us what she's believing God for the year. And it's a text that says, you know, she's believing for our families to be healthy, there to be no accident, to, you know, for us to thrive in every area of our lives. She even writes, I pray that all of our children will have good memories of their childhood. I love that. She prays that we would have a magnificent reputation like Jesus. And so there's no doubt in my mind or any of my siblings' mind where her faith is.
Yes.
And to me, that's so important. We got to know where we want to go. Are we continually talking defeat? I'll never get that promotion. I'll never have a healthy family. My marriage will never thrive. If you're talking that way, that's probably what you're going to have. But if you begin to see a healthy family, if you begin to see a healthy marriage, if you begin to see yourself prospering and being promoted at work, you're knowing, you're casting that vision out there in front of you. So to me, one of the most important things is to know where you want to go and begin to speak what you want to see.
Yes.
Because again, it comes back to framing our world with our words. So I would encourage the listener or those that are watching to get a vision for your life. Know where you want to go. I have to tell a story of my dad when I was little, sitting on the front row of about a 200-seat auditorium. Every service, Dr. Willie, in the middle of the service, my dad would get up on the platform and after we sang, and he would tell everybody to turn to the left and look at the wall. So we'd all turn to the left. I'm a little five-year-old. I just did what daddy said. I looked at the wall. He said, now, I want you to look beyond the wall with eyes of faith, and I want you to see a 5,000-seat auditorium. And then he began to describe it. I want you to see that place filled with people. I want you to see that place filled with singing. I want you to see that place that people feel welcome in, that the homeless come, the prostitutes, the former prisoners come, those with AIDS. That was back in the day when AIDS was so prevalent. I want you to see people coming down, giving their hearts to Jesus. I want you to see that as a place, an oasis. It used to be called an oasis of love in a troubled world. He would paint the picture so clear to me. I don't know what my five-year-old mind saw, but I think I saw what he was saying.
Yes.
And then he'd say, now let's all pray for that church building, for that auditorium. And we prayed and prayed and prayed every service for I don't know how long, but I would say a year later, maybe a year and a half. I don't know. You know where I was sitting? I was sitting in the front row of a 5,000-seat auditorium. And you know what I saw? People coming to the altar. People with AIDS coming, former prostitutes, prisoners being welcomed, people being loved on. My dad spoke the vision so clear that a five-year-old could figure it out.
Wow.
And that just taught me this. April, don't look at the wall that's staring you in the face. Look beyond the wall with eyes of faith, because there's so much more on the other side. So we have to get that mentality. There's so much more than what I'm currently seeing.
Yes.
But we got to put, you know, again, I keep going back to feet to our faith. We got to know what we want to see. Don't just make it, oh, you know, I want to be healthy. No, when I couldn't walk after having severe sciatica, I wanted to walk 5 miles a day at least. I wanted to wear my cute high heels because I couldn't wear them anymore. I saw myself walking upstairs. I saw myself walking in the neighborhood. I had a clear picture. So make it clear. It doesn't matter what you currently see. You got to choose to believe what God has already said. And he's promised us a great future. He's promised us an abundant life. So we got to be focused on where we want to go.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I love that. Well, I say something to every guest, and I'm going to ask you the same question. You come into DC, and I pick you up from the airport, and we go get Dee and I take you to lunch, and then we're going to go over to Howard University, or one of the great universities here in Washington, and we're going to visit a class of business students, entrepreneurs, people who want to be successful. And I want you to tell them two or three, you got us. You got to do this if you want to be successful. You got to do this. Give them a couple, you got us.
I can think of right off that I had to learn, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Woo!
Uncomfortable is just a situation. You know what? Get comfortable in it. The second one is this, don't be afraid of change. Those kind of coincide. See, when I left everything from Houston, everything I knew, and started something new here, I was so afraid. That'd be my third one. Don't let fear control your life. I was afraid of change. I was afraid of getting out of my comfort zone. But I realized that, you know what? It's a good thing to get uncomfortable. That means you're growing. That means you're getting better. That means you're going to something new. And I realized God was on the other side of me being afraid. God was on the other side of the unknown. So I would really say probably those three things. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid of change. Don't let fear control your life. Don't be afraid of change.
Amen. I love this. Those are three great ones. And here's something on page 62. It says, when I was 5 years old, my mother told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. Today, you can find happy, be happy, and then live happy. It's not about your circumstances. Happiness is an inside job. Don't wait for someone else to bring happiness to you. Find it from within. This day will be what you make of it. Make it a masterpiece. Love those around you. Be grateful for the gift of today. Enjoy your journey. Life doesn't have to get good. A place where you get good for it to be enjoyed. You can choose and chase happiness every day. You can choose it and chase it every day. And when you do, your life will become better than ever. It's so good. She makes you laugh. She gives you points about just staying focused on your thinking and on your possibilities. She gives you encouragement. She gives you hope. She's a hope coach. And let me tell you something, folks. I've been telling clients this week, that's what we need right now during these challenging times. We need hope. We need hope. We need hope. Oh, more than anything else, because there's nothing more pitiful than a hopeless person who just has no hope. April Osteen, tell people where they can reach you, where they can get your books, where they can get your podcasts, your blogs, your everything. Where can they reach you? They want to bring you to speak. They want everything. They want your books. They want all your stuff. Where did they go?
You can go to aprilsimons.com, S-I-M-O-N-S. That'll tell you all about my podcast. It's like yours on anywhere podcasts are played. I'm also on YouTube, April Osteen Simons. You can buy my book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. And anyway, that's where you can find me.
And are you back to speaking? Are you back to traveling?
I am. I was just in Michigan last week.
Okay. You know, I say that because folks, as speakers, we have to ask each other, you back to traveling yet? You know, I was in Dallas last week. Did a thing with Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Yeah.
but that was my first one, April, in a year and a half. You know, I had been doing events as far away as Australia and Dubai and all over the world, but they were all via Zoom. So this was my first one live, and it took a little while for me to get my sea legs back up and on because being in front of the audience, but it quickly kicked in and we had a great time. And then I went from there to High Point University where I was with John Maxwell and Lee Greenwood. We did a weekend of, it was just fantastic. Wow. And so I am grateful to be back and I'm grateful to have my guests like you on. I want to encourage everybody to go and get her book. And again, it is called Better Than Ever. Get your happy back, less stress, stress less, and enjoy every day. My friend April Osteen Simons. Thank you, April, for being my special guest today.
Thank you so much. Please give my love to Dee.
I will. Folks, I want to thank all of you for being with me. And again, I want to thank our sponsor, Truist. I cannot thank them enough. I give them a shout out for every which way I can because they've been so kind, so great, gracious, and they're so wonderful to work with. We're excited to be partnering with Truist. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives, better communities. So I want you to check out the unbelievable potential that is being unleashed at Truist.com. Truist.com. Let me spell it for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. And I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to encourage you to do some things. One, I want you to go to winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Many of you may hear me every morning, Monday through Friday, on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell on a Praise Network across America at 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 Central. But if you can't or don't hear it there, you can get me absolutely free with a video, 1 minute video I send out every day, one every morning, Monday through Friday, with a 1 minute message to encourage and inspire and uplift you. And we got people who send emails saying, oh, that was the one for me today. I needed that today. That lifted my spirit. I am so grateful for that. So good. And second, I want you to make sure to join us. Join us every Monday night for Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast. Now, you know, we got a book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, D and I. And you can go to Jolly Marriage to get the book or to winwithwilly.com and just hit the Jolly Marriage site. But if you want a Jolly Marriage, then follow us on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook. A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, Monday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We talk about marriage and how to stay married. And I'm grateful for all of you who joined us. Monday nights, 9 o'clock. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And for sure, your best is yet to come. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to willyjolly.com/billionaire, willyjolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month, and remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.